This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
They are the victims. That's what the Actors Union says, and they say that's why they called a strike that's underway now. Union President Fran Drescher.
This is a very big deal, and it weighed heavy on us. But at some point, you have to say no. We're not going to take this anymore. You people are crazy.
The strike shuts down production across the entertainment industry. The studios call the actors' strike the union's choice. They say they offered historic pay increases, among other benefits. The nation has suffered through a series of mass shootings recently.
There were a record 28 mass killings in the U.S. in the first 6 months of the year. That's the most mass killings in a six-month period since at least 2006, according to a database maintained by the Associated Press and USA Today, in partnership with Northeastern University. Northeastern criminology professor James Allen Fox says when he started running the database about 5 years ago, he never imagined records such as this.
The fact that this 28 and half a year is a staggering statistic.
I'm Mike Hempen.
There's word from China this morning that it has executed a kindergarten teacher who poisoned 25 of her students, killing one. The National Weather Service says that heat is dangerous from the south to the west coast. Heat warnings and advisories are in effect for at least 93 million people. It's going to be 115 degrees today in Phoenix. And the rainfall. Parts of New England already rain-soaked or flooded may get more rain today. The Mid-Atlantic, too. The next Powerball drawing is tomorrow. The jackpot's about $875 million. This is AP News. Now to Iowa and abortion. The AP's Donna Warder has this story.
A bitter abortion battle in Iowa will continue today. Just as Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is expected to sign into law a ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, a judge will consider a request to postpone that new ban. Right now, abortion is legal in Iowa up to 20 weeks of pregnancy. But in a special session Tuesday, Republicans passed legislation to prohibit almost all abortions once fetal cardiac activity can be detected. The ACLU of Iowa, Planned Parenthood, North Central States, and the Emma Goldman Clinic filed a legal challenge. I'm Donna Warder.
A spacecraft from India blazed its way to the far side of the moon this morning. The spacecraft is set to embark on a journey lasting slightly over a month before landing on the moon's surface later in August. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.